A 190 muley. That doesn't sound too bad, does it? David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. I went hunting at Winterhawk Outfitters in western Colorado's flat top wilderness of the majestic Rocky Mountains, and I met guide and hunter Eddie Sanchez. I thought that since hunting season's around, you'd enjoy this story.
It's a special hunt that Colorado gives out for this area. I've been putting in for that license for 6 years, and I drew it this past year. And I hunted the second week of bow season by myself, and I shot a really nice muley. Scouting for a few days and trying to find a nice animal that I was willing to take. I kind of knew what I was looking for. I didn't want a small mule deer. I wanted something nice. This license took me 6 years to acquire, so I didn't just want to shoot the first thing that I saw. The fifth day into my hunt, I saw this really nice muley skirting the bottom of some cliffs. Got to see him for about 6 seconds. And he happened to be in full velvet at that time and tried to figure out where he had gone and where he might be living. So on the eighth day, went into this one particular area and just started glassing. Weren't there 5 minutes when he appeared. It went from spotting him with the binoculars to putting the rifle on him to shooting him all in about 6 seconds. Probably one of the biggest mule deers that's been taken out of this camp here. We gave him a rough score, and he scored 190 and 3/8. His measurements are 32 and 3/8 wide, outside to outside.
Great story. Bad news, I got skunked. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.